Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, again, as we go into your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds so that it is receptive, Father, and can receive the truth of this word, Father, so we not be deceived by the cunning devices of Satan and men of this world, Father, that are teaching things that are contrary to your word. Be with us through this study. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, Father. And I'm asking this in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 2. I'll give everybody a minute to get there. All right. In verse 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy, envies, and all evil speaking. The first verse is telling us a whole lot there. And we see in the world today a lot of hypocrisy going on, because we have a lot of them out there today claiming to be Christians, children of God, when what they are, they're walking in false religion instead of walking in and with the Word of Almighty God. Verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Once we go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and receive this forgiveness, we become what we call saved. We are as babes. And we need to grow. And for the most part, most have begun wanting to grow. And that's growing in His Word so that we know how to walk, how to speak, and all that is pleasing unto the Lord our God. And three, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Well, we know He's gracious because we're not worthy, really, of what He went through to make that way for you and I to become that born-again child of the living God. Now, He did it because of the love of Almighty God for all of mankind. You see, even those that are still walking in darkness, they're not forgotten. And God still loves them. And they can choose to serve Him and walk with Him. And that's what we are here for, to help them by sharing the Word of God with them and letting them see the joy of walking with Him by our example. Now, because once we become that born-again child of God, we are to walk as Jesus walked. Now, verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You know, when we talk about being built up in these verses, and is the main verb in this section. The choice of the word shows that the building is not haphazard, but is according to an intelligent plan brought to reality by a master craftsman, which sets forth the fact of our integration into the body of Christ. The overall design is a spiritual house, which describes the nature of the body of Christ. That is, a house in which God dwells. The material used to build the house is figuratively presented as lively, a living stone. Christ is also described as a living stone, a worked stone, or a precious stone that is living. and disallowed by Israel, but acceptable, elect, and precious to God. You see, we know he's precious to God. We know he was sent here to become our sacrifice, to make a way for us to have, so we could make heaven our home. Because mankind was weak. He was staying away from God. And all of us Gentiles had made up our own gods. And today, here in our land, really, a lot of mankind has turned and began doing this same old thing, making up their own religion and their own God in the fashion they want him to be, instead of knowing the real God and standing with him. Now, as we go into verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, you see, I have been talked about for using those two phrases of those that are in sin, walking in darkness, and using the phrase, us working to help them come from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. But you see, that is true. It's right here in God's Word. Now, 10, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You see, the priesthood of the believer and his unique relationship to God are described by the terms a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Thus, the New Testament church stands in a unique relationship to God, as did the Old Testament Israel. Now, you know, as we go into 11 here, dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. These things that we lust after out here in this world can actually stand between us and the Lord God. What are you working on today? Are you really working to gain things of this world? Or are you working to lay up your treasures in heaven, to be there waiting for you when you get there? And the only way that we can do that is by walking as the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, walked. And we're told we can do it. We can do the things that Jesus was doing while he was here on this earth. He himself tells us that. You say, oh no, that's just too much. Not according to him. In fact, that's really what is expected of you and that. So you need to get that set in your mind so you know how you stand with him and with the Father. Now, well, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, you see, we are to be honest with all of mankind. And Peter's telling mainly the Jews here to be honest among the Gentiles. And he's telling them, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works. You see, those that are walking in darkness today could end up being part of our good works for the Lord. Think about that. Because our sharing his word and walking as an example of that word that would bring them to the realization that they need something more in their lives, and then bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that would be counted to you and I by the Lord God as good works that is pleasing unto him, because that's what we are here for. Now, 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Now, we are to obey man's laws, and we have man's laws out here. We've got speeding laws, and they change according to the area we're in, but we are to obey them, plus other laws that our government has set down, and we are to obey them unless they are contrary the word of Almighty God. Now, when they become contrary to the word of God, then we don't obey them. We obey God rather than man and man-made things. Now, 14. Are unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. You see, if we keep the law and laws, and we keep all of the laws of mankind that's not contrary to the laws of God, even man will honor us for being that. 15. For so is the will of God, that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. And those that are walking filled with evil, that is bringing all this evil to our government and to our laws, one day they will be put to silence because of their ignorance and foolishness. 16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. You see, we're not to use our liberty for bad things, for things that would be causing us to use maliciousness, to walk and work and live as servants of Almighty God. Well, we've been equipped. Once we become that born-again child of God, we are equipped to do that very thing because we have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and Almighty God Himself living in us. And we are told this in His Word. So think of actually really the power that is in you, that when you get your faith growing and grow to the point to where God wants it to be, you would be surprised and filled with joy for the things you can accomplish for Him. You see, we don't accomplish these things for ourselves, because within ourselves we can do nothing. It takes the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit for you and I to be able to accomplish the things in which He wants us to do. 17, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king. Now, honor all men. We are not to look down on mankind, but we do know when mankind is not living rightly and the evil and the sins they are doing and bringing about. And we need to not be looking down on them, but to be praying for them with the love of Almighty God, that they too can and will come out of that darkness and come to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ and find salvation. Now, 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward, or those that are not so good. But we are to serve those we work for with the best of our ability. 19, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. You see, we're not to hold grudges and wanting to be and get even with those that will do things against us. We are to walk as the Lord God wants us to walk. And that is in thankfulness of Him and forgiveness for those that do us wrong. 20. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. You see, we are to take it all, both ways, with patience. Being patient and staying in the Word and in prayer and communication with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Have you ever really thought about following his steps yourself? And this is what we are supposed to be doing. And he has told us himself. He has told us that we can. He told us that when he told us that all that believe in me, these things I do, they can do, and greater than these will they do. Because you see, we have the deity of the Godhead working in us. That's why we can do it. We can't do it on our own, but we can do it because we have Him and the Holy Spirit and the Father all living in us, giving us the guidance and the power to do and accomplish these things. 22. To follow in His steps. Who did no sin, neither was gall found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth rightly. He committed himself to his Father. And we need to be committing ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, here we are told again that our healing comes from his stripes that he bore. You see, back in the Gospel of John and a couple other places, we're told that by his stripes you are healed. Peter's telling us here that by his stripes you were healed. And he put it in a different way, but it's the same thing. Our healing comes from the stripes he bore when that beating was laid upon him. Now, 25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. But have you returned yet? Have you even started on the way? Or are you still rejecting the Lord our God and His Word and spending no time with His Word and with Him? there'd be a time that you're going to step out of this life and into the next, and you're going to stand before him. What are you going to say then? When you hear him say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." And then you'll find your seat in hell with Satan and his evil demons and all that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and his way. And eventually, he cast into that lake of fire that will burn forever. And as the scripture tells us, the worm never dies. Eternal punishment like you never dreamed of. Think about it, though. And think about what you're missing in not serving the Lord Jesus Christ and doing and walking with him to serve our Heavenly Father. Think about these things. We have come to the end now of chapter 2. God willing, we'll be in chapter 3 this evening. There's 22 verses of it. This evening at 6, we'll be in chapter 3. And I pray that you'll be with me for chapter 3. For some good things in that chapter. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, now I come to you in Jesus' name. And I come thanking you, Father, for this word as I close it. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit that works with us, that guides us, Father, that gives us your gifts and power to use to help others with, Father, to find the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for Israel and I pray for this nation of ours and all nations in the world. And I pray that these two nations, Father, to have peace and to walk and serve and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, I pray that those that have brought all this evil upon us, that are sitting in high places in our government, be removed from office and replaced, Father, pardon me, with those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, and will work with us to restore our government back to the foundation of which you have founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing him back in, putting him back into every place that they've taken him out of, Father. Now, Father, I pray for those of this ministry that joins with us, and those that walk with me, Kenny Powers. Father, he is in need of healing. Now, Father, he's one of yours. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking that healing be done. Be done by the stripes that Jesus bore. To give him that healing, Father. Let him stand on it this day. Accept it. Proclaim it. And believe it. Father, Dennis Lee, be with him and his family, Father. Amy, Tom, and Jacob, Father, I pray for him to rejoin with us and come close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mommy and Millie Johnson, Father, they need to be back into church. Not sitting at home. I know she loves you, but she should not continue staying at home. Father, my wife needs your help. Such her mighty and greatly, Father. Debbie and Daryl. Be with them, Father. Give them the guidance they need. Gordon and Shane, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, work with them. Help to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And for Chris, and Sam and that little family, Father, move them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Myself, Father, you know what my needs are. I'm laying claim to them. I'm believing in it. Father, be with us all. Through this day, keep us in health, keep us safe, bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Father, and back in to the Word of Almighty God. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.